Hi, and welcome to another Time to Change video by The Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and today we're going to talk about batch processing. If you've never heard of batch processing, it's actually a term that was borrowed from computer programming. And what batch processing is taking some step or some task that needs to be repeated off and on, and taking and lumping all the times you're going to do it together so that you only have to get in and out of that process one time. For instance, you're already doing this if you listen to my tip on processing your email at set times during the day. Like, I process my email at 11 and at 3, and that's a form of batch processing. Rather than just responding to each email as it comes in, I take a lump of time, I put all those emails together, I go into that email program one time, I go rifling through those as quick as I can, responding things I have to, I get out, and then I set it aside, and it doesn't bother me for the rest of the day until I get to 3 o'clock, and then I do another batch. You can do this with lots of little things. You can do it, for instance, with bills, taking your bills and having a set time once a week, a system for paying them where you get out your stamps and your envelopes or whatever, and you do it all at once. Or if it's going online and paying bills, you get online and you pay them all at once. But you batch them together and do them at one time. There's a couple ways that I creatively do this in my life regularly. One thing we do in our home is we project what we want to eat for the week. We frequently try to have a menu for the week. And then my wife oftentimes will go out and grocery shop for the whole thing. Or sometimes I do that. But we try to limit our shopping and not do this thing where you're going in, you know, on the way home to get this or on the way out to get that. And every night you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do? Just take some time and sit down and say, okay, what do I want to eat this week? And plan a meal menu, shop one time, you'll save a lot of gas, you'll save a lot of time, and you'll save a lot of money too when you do that. Another thing that I do that's kind of creative is, I don't know if you ever heard of freezer cooking, but I got my wife a freezer for Christmas last year, a chest freezer, and sometimes I will have a freezer cooking day, and I will crank out, you know, 8 or 10 casseroles, 10 or 12 casseroles, and load our freezer with them so that when we want, if we're in a hurry, we can just reach in there, pull something out, throw it in the oven, and we have dinner and we have a meal. And even when I do that, I kind of have a mini batch within a batch, because, for instance, if I decide on that day I'm going to cook chili, well, I don't just cook a batch of chili. I'll make 3 or 4 or 5 times what I normally would make, and then I'll freeze it in 1 gallon bags, and I've got, you know, 5 gallons of chili in 1 gallon bags in my refrigerator. I do the same thing when I get ground beef. I will take ground beef and I'll buy it in bulk. I'll cut it up, and I'll usually take 6 or 8 of the 10 pounds, and I will brown all 6 or 8 of it at once, put it in 1 pound packages, and put it in the freezer. And that's batch processing that meat, instead of having to thaw something out, having to brown it every time I have to do a recipe. I can do that once for 6 or 8 times that I'm going to need it, and just reach in the freezer, pull it out, put it in the recipe, and I'm saving all that time because I clean up and prep one time instead of 6 or 8 times. And if you want to read more about that, I have an article on my blog about it. Go to my blog, and in the search bar you should be able to put freezer cooking, and you know, pull up an article that'll tell you about that. So you can have more details about that there. I'll put a link in the email that goes to that article here if you want to find out some ins and outs of how to do that. I'm going to concretely challenge you to do something that is a batch task. To wrap up this video, and that is, I would like you to make a list of 5 things that you regularly have to buy that won't go bad, and go out and shop and buy 5 times what you would normally buy of those 5 things. So, for instance, toilet paper, I want you to go out and buy what is an insane amount of toilet paper and store it so that you only go shop for it once. Canned goods, we eat green beans very regularly. It's like my kid's favorite green thing to eat. I buy green beans by the case, and I just put a whole case on my shelf. So think through five things and buy five times what you normally would and stock with it so that you only have to buy that once, maybe a quarter. You're not having to go out every other week and pick something up, but you just have your own supply of it. You'll save a lot of money. You'll save a lot of gas. You'll save a lot of time. So that's batch processing for you. You can apply it to all kinds of things. You can apply it to processing mail, phone calls, just about any task that's going to pop up and be repetitive. Take the many times you would do that and put it all into one lump time so that you're not getting yourself into and out of that process over and over and over again. So that's your tip for today, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.